We all want to feel like we belong, like we have a circle of friends that truly care about us and truly know us. Yet so many men admit that they feel like they don't really have close relationships with other men. Like no one really knows them, or they don't know who they'd even call on if they were really in a jam. Sometimes men even admit they're actually afraid of being known. We often feel like we're just too busy with life and we just can't make time for these other types of relationships. In this episode, I'm going to discuss with you the 4 steps that I've taken in my life to make sure that I am prioritizing these types of relationships with other men and ultimately growing my connections and my circle outside of just my family unit.
What kind of man are you? This life will require you to be steadfast, immovable, strong, and courageous. Though this world says you should get a trophy just for showing up, and there are no winners and losers, you must train to win the prize. You do the hard things. You persevere. You are becoming the man God created you to be. You exercise discipline, the discipline of manliness.
Hey there, guys. Welcome back to the Discipline of Manliness podcast. I am Colin Hornback, your host and founder of this show. Guys, I've been doing this podcast now for just over a year. It's still kind of new, but this has been a blast over the last year, bringing you guys these topics and hearing from a few of you on how it's been impacting you and how it's been changing your perspectives or impacting you to ultimately become the men that God made you to be. Because that is what this episode, or this show rather, is all about, is ultimately us growing into the men that God intends for us to be when he thought of us. We are meant for so much more than what this world has to offer us and what it says that we are actually capable of. We are meant for relationships. We're meant for being fit and being physically capable. We're meant to use our finances and our resources that we are stewards of for the betterment of ourselves and the betterment of others. And by all means, the most important thing we are meant for, guys, is a relationship with Jesus Christ. We are meant to have faith. I know that may not be your story. That may not be what you maybe believe in or what's true of you right now, because I would encourage you that you need to explore the faith aspect of your masculinity before anything else. That is what you were designed for. And guys, I honestly believe we are born and brought into this world with a God-shaped hole. We have a hole in us that cannot be filled by anything else other than God himself. And once we fill that hole with the right thing, Jesus, rather than through pursuit of women or drugs or alcohol or accomplishment or whatever the case may be that you're pursuing, because when we fill that up with Jesus, then we, and only then, we can be complete and really the men that God designed us to be. So that is the gist of what this show is all about. If you don't necessarily believe that, I hope you'll still listen. I hope there'll still be value from this show. But guys, I'm going to constantly encourage you to get your relationship with Christ right before anything else. So that's a little bit about what this show is, what we're about. If you're just tuning in for the first time, if you're tuning back in, you guys already know a lot of that, but just something got to reiterate and make sure you guys keep in the forefront of your mind of what this show is for. And I would highly encourage you guys to be sharing that with your brothers, friends, coworkers, with anybody, guys, that you think could use this show and that would grow from what we talk about in this show. There's a lot of good topics in this. Even if you disagree with me on the faith aspect, there's still a lot of good things you're going to gain from this show. But I do hope you guys will take my encouragements to grow in your faith to heart and really pursue that before anything else. So guys, in this show, what I want to be talking about in this one is really expanding your circle beyond just the family unit. Some of you guys may not be married, and that's fine. This is still going to apply to you. A lot of us can get tied up with just kind of being wrapped up with our families. You know, even if you are single, like you might get tied up with doing things with just your siblings or your parents or whatever, that family unit. And guys, I want to encourage you to really be pursuing more than just that. It is a great thing. And I believe family is incredibly important and we absolutely should be prioritizing those relationships and growing in those relationships. And I also believe that there is a lot of value, immense value in building relationships with other men, men that you work with, men in your church, men in your community. We need to be pursuing those relationships as well. And I want to talk a little bit more about expanding your circle of influence, and your circle of friends beyond just maybe your family unit, especially for guys who are married or married with kids. It is so easy, guys, to get wrapped up in the day to day. I got to go to work. I've got to do this. I've got to go to the gym. I've got to go to my kids' volleyball game or basketball game, whatever sports game they play. I've got to make a little bit of time for me and the wife. And then all of a sudden you just go, the end of the day, go to bed, wake up and do all the rat race the next day. My pastor said it really well yesterday. If you find yourself in the rat race and you win, you're still a rat. So we got to get beyond just the rat race and the cycle, the crazy cycle that we go through with just getting things done and just trying to get through each day as it comes. Guys, I hear so many men who admit and say they know they need these friendships. They know they need better relationships with other men. And those same men often admit that they don't have time for them. They say, like, I'm just too busy. There's too many things going on. I just can't prioritize that. I don't have time for those get-togethers or to get together with these other men. I don't have time for the gym. I don't have time. That's kind of the same song that I hear from a lot of guys. They know they need it, but they won't prioritize it. And that's really what it comes down to. It's not that you don't have time. It's that you're not willing to prioritize it. And I've been there too. So don't think I'm harping on anybody in particular here, guys. I'm saying this to myself as well. And believe me, there's still days where I find myself really busy. And it's very difficult sometimes to get to all the things that I want to do in a day, guys, between the four main aspects of masculinity that I talk about, being faith, your fellowship or friendships, your fitness, and then your finances, guys. It is hard sometimes to make time for those four main aspects. But we got to do it. We got to be pursuing those things. Even if we're not getting 100%, every single day, every single week, if we can be pushing that, 75 and 80% most days, getting 100 some days, it makes those days where you have a real fail of, 0% or 10% or whatever, it makes those things a little bit more manageable because the overall trend is positive. Now, we, of course, try to never have those days of zeros and 10%, but nonetheless, stuff comes up, things happen, sicknesses come. There's so many things that get in the way. But guys, we got to make time for these relationships because guys often relent, like how much they don't know who they'd call if they were truly in a jam, if they were really, hung out to dry for something. Like, I don't know, my friends just got back from the airport from a trip. They had a flat tire. Now it turned out the airport had a compressor that they could fill that tire up with. But what if nobody'd been around? What if that had not been the case? And who would they call? In that case, they could have called me and my wife and we would have gone and helped them out with that. But there's so many guys who don't know who they'd call if they're really in a jam and they don't make time to build these relationships up. And I know exactly what this is like. I have absolutely been in this place where I just feel like I don't know who I'd call if I was in trouble or if I really needed help. I don't have those types of relationships. Like, I don't have men in my corner that truly care about me and would be willing to go out of their way to help me. And guys, honestly, there are some days I can still feel like that a little bit. Even though I've grown a lot, when I look back, guys, over the last several years, I definitely can see I'm not where I once was. And yet I also can see I'm not yet where I want to be. So I still have room to grow in this and I'm still working on this too. But I ultimately want to share with you guys some ideas that I have about how to at least initiate these relationships and get things going so that you aren't just sitting back at the point of, I've got nobody. I don't have any relationships with other men. Yeah, I've got my family around, but other than that, that's it. And you don't know who you'd call on if you really needed to rely on somebody for help. It's over the last few years, I've been working on this. I've been trying to make it a real point to pursue relationships with other men, to make time for them, to reach out to them, and also to make time when they reach out to me. And by doing these following four things, I'm just going to talk about really quick in this episode. Guys, I've seen a marked improvement in my own relationships and that I started seeing more and more men in my life, in my corner, that I'm like, man, I do have actually a pretty good relationships with this guy, with that guy, with, this person at my church, with this guy that I met through something totally else, something totally random. And it's been growing. This has been a definite improvement in my life. And I believe it's been through taking these four steps. So guys, here's the plan. First and foremost, guys, take interest in others. I want you guys to look around you and think about some men in your life, whether it be a coworker, It could be, you know, a friend through, again, church, or it could be, you know, a friend, a mutual acquaintance, somebody else introduced you to. But there's going to be guys around you, maybe a guy at the gym that you frequently see there at the same time as you. But take some time and just take interest in who he is, what he's doing. Maybe he's really good. If this is a guy in the gym, maybe he's really good at a movement or a lift or some sort of thing that you're not good at. And see if you can just pick his brain about how he does what he does and see how he, if he can give you tips on how to get better at that thing. A man I know recently did that, talking to a guy at his gym about muscle ups. And the guy was more than happy to pull off his headphones, talk with him about it, give him tips, and share strategies on how to ultimately accomplish a muscle up. And my friend, who's in his 50s, did his first muscle up ever because he just took interest in this guy, what he was doing, what he noticed he was good at, and ultimately started accomplishing more in his time at the gym because of that relationship that he started building. And that's just a little thing, but start taking interest in the others around you. I want you guys to think about that right now. Like, think of a man that is good at something in your life that you can just take interest in, even if maybe it's not something you really want to do. You can still take interest in it and just learn about him and why he's interested in it. But take interest in others. Guys, secondly, right after that, make time for the people that you want to build relationships with. This is hard, I know, because I know what it's like to be so tied up in a day. I know what it's like to be so busy just trying to get work done, trying to, you know, I don't have kids, but I understand the idea of trying to see the kids off to school. If they're in sports, you've got to get to their sporting events. Like I said, you got to make time for your wife and having some good conversations with her and growing that relationship. Like, guys, believe me, I understand what it's like to be really, really busy and feel like you just don't have time for one more thing. And I know the struggle that is, but you've got to make time for it. You've got to find a spot on your calendar where you can pin it and say, this is the time I'm going to pursue relationships with other men. I'm going to say this one day of the week, maybe even if it's only once a month, but you're going to put a pin on that day, that time, maybe it's lunch, and you're going to invite another guy to lunch. Even if the guy says no, make time to go off to lunch, you know, spend some time alone with your thoughts, consider some other men that you could be reaching out to, and use that time at lunch to start sending out some other texts and start putting that on the calendar with some different men on a different day. But ultimately, make time for the people you want to build relationships with. Don't let that fall through the cracks, and don't let yourself get too busy. And like I said, I know how easy that is to let happen. I've been there. Some days I'm still there, and things slip through, but you've got to be pursuing it. You've got to be prioritizing it. And I feel like if you guys just will, again, commit to a day, a time, and then reach out to two or three guys, or have two or three guys in a list, reach out to one. If he says no, reach out to the next one. If he says no, reach out to the third one. If he says yes, fantastic. Now you've got an appointment. You can go meet with this guy and just get to know him and hang out with him over lunch, or whatever it is, coffee, a beer, dinner. I don't care. Whatever it is you're doing, just make time for that relationship and just pursue it. Maybe you guys find you're not super compatible with each other. Maybe you don't have a lot of the same interests. It's still a beneficial time for you. You still got to know someone else. You had an opportunity to take interest more in them and what they're doing. And maybe you find, okay, I need to find a guy who's a little bit more like-minded with me. That's okay too. But just ultimately make the time, because that's one of the biggest things that's getting in the way for so many men, is we're not even making the time. So be sure that you are scheduling that and making that a priority. The third thing, guys, don't delay on following up. When a guy reaches out to you, when a man wants to spend time with you and get to know you, don't put him off. I would say, I think it's rough, even if you do it for 24 hours, but at least get back to him within 24 hours. But if it's going to be a week, I mean, don't forget, don't delay, and don't put him off for a week, because you know what you're communicating to a man when you put him off that long and then follow up? It's that you're not a priority to me. It's saying, I don't have enough time for you, and I just let you kind of slip through the cracks, or that guy might take it like a polite blow off, like you don't know how to respond and don't want to respond. But there's so many things that can go through another person's head. that you just can't delay. You can't let that just slip through the cracks. And honestly, putting it off that long is just plain rude anyway. So just don't let that happen. Don't be a man who delays in following up. Take time. If you're in the middle of a meeting, whatever, and it's going to be a few hours or it has to be at the end of your workday, you know, guys, at the end of your workday, even before maybe you leave your office or your job site or whatever, go through your phone real quick before you're home and then tied up with the family. Look through, hey, did I miss any texts today? Is there anybody I need to follow up with? Take 5, 10, 15 minutes really quick. Respond, call somebody back. Take time to follow up and address, you know, questions or invites or whatever it is that you've got, and at least follow up. You don't have to necessarily schedule something with someone right then. Maybe you need to check with the wife and figure out some calendar events and some scheduling stuff. But ultimately, at least let them know, hey, I got it. I got to look at my calendar. I got to talk with my wife about it. I'll get back to you tomorrow. And then make sure you do it. Set a reminder on your phone. Our phones and our smartwatches and all the things we have now are pretty amazing at giving us alerts to when we need to do these things. So make sure that you're not delaying and that you're following up. Now, the fourth thing, guys, this one follows right on the heels of just not delaying, but this one's really, really important. And I can't begin to tell you, I've had this one happen to me in my life all too often, but don't make empty promises. Do not be one of those men who's always saying, oh yeah, I'll be there. And then you're not. Don't be a man who says, oh yeah, we need to have you over for dinner, and then never does it. Don't be a man who is always overcommitting and then never delivering on what you commit to. That is one of the worst things you can do. And again, tells people you don't prioritize them, you don't have any interest in them, that it's all about you, that you don't really care about following through on your word. And it shows people you're not a man of your word. I have actually had a person do this to me four or five times, probably over the last 3 to 4 years. They've said to me and my wife, we've got to have you guys over for dinner. And we always just say, absolutely. We'd love to do that. Let us know when, you know, you got some time in your calendar or a good day and time for you guys. And we'll put it on our schedule and make it happen. And you know what we get back? Crickets. Absolutely nothing. It's always an excuse too. There's always, well, there's this thing going on in life. Oh, after this season, after that, after this, something else came up. It was really urgent. And I get it. Again, I get being busy. I get having a lot of demands on your time. Guys, there's so many excuses. Ultimately, it's really what they are. There are so many things that can get in the way. And I've been there too. I'm not saying I'm not guilty of ever doing that, but we cannot be men who make empty promises. We have to follow through on our word. When you say, hey, we got to have you guys over for dinner, I would actually encourage you not even to say that. Don't say, oh, we'll have to do that sometime, whatever you're inviting someone to. Guys, make it a point when you think of it, like, oh man, you know, we should have this other couple over for dinner. Say, hey, when are you guys free? Like, we'd love to have you guys over for dinner. When are you free to put it on the calendar? Try to schedule it right then and there. Now, you may find that you try that, and maybe the other person is the person's like, oh, yeah, let us connect and figure out some time, and we'll text you. And then they never do. That's okay. You can't control what other people do. But be the person who is assertive and takes initiative and is pursuing that relationship and deliberately making a time and day that you can do it. Saying, oh man, hey, we're free next week at this time on this day. Would that work for you guys to do dinner? And that way it's an actual invite, not a hypothetical, someday we'll have to connect and do dinner together. But be men of your word and pursue those relationships. That says, hey, I'm prioritizing time with you. I want to get to know you better. And I'm going to block that off on my calendar if you can commit to this day and time. And I think people appreciate that, knowing it wasn't just some empty invite of a hypothetical, because I don't really know what to do when someone says, oh yeah, someday we'll have to have you over for dinner, or we'll have to get together and we'll have to, you know, go on a hunt together someday, whatever the guy's inviting me to or suggesting we do together. Well, what does someday mean? Like, when do you actually want to do that? Or you're just saying maybe someday it would be nice to do that, but then not actually pursuing it. So don't make someday something that you're trying to schedule. Like, someday is not on the calendar. go and find a day and time, even if it's months out. Maybe, again, you have kids. Maybe they've got a sports season, and you know between school, their sports, your work, your wife's work, maybe you know it's not going to happen this quarter. Just tell someone that. Say, hey, you know, we're really tied up right now. We have a lot of commitments with kids' sports. We probably have more availability starting, you know, this month in the future. So could we follow up then? And then just put it on your calendar. It's like, hey, yeah, if it's not now, and he said next quarter, I'm going to follow up with that guy in March. And I'm going to say, hey, I know we talked earlier, you know, you said maybe next quarter, thought I'd follow up with you early before, you know, things get crazy in the spring and, you know, spring break happens and all that stuff. You guys have some time now. And I think people will really appreciate you guys taking that initiative and following up on those invites and knowing that you're trying to help accommodate their schedule. That says to me that, man, you listen, you honored and respected my time and my constraints of my time. And then you're still pursuing after this relationship at a time that was more conducive for me. Like I would feel great about that type of pursuit in a relationship. And I would honestly feel pretty honored that somebody took time to make a note and to think to follow up with me a couple months later on when it was more conducive for my schedule. So those are your four steps, guys. It's not super hard. There's nothing super in depth about this. It is just simply take interest in others, prioritize the relationships, make time for the people you want to build relationships with. Don't delay on following up and don't make empty promises. Guys, this is all that it takes. And your call to action today is simply to think of 3 to 5 guys. I don't care. Think of one if that's all you can think of. But think of at least a man that you want to build a relationship with that would be outside of your current circle of influence. And then take interest in him. Make time for him. Don't delay on your follow-ups and don't make empty promises with him. And I guarantee you are going to see transformation in your relationships. You're going to start having closer friendships. You're going to see men who truly care about you and who truly want to develop and build better relationships with you as well. And then someday when you are in that place where you're like, man, I am in a jam and I am really in need of some help, you're going to have a few guys who you know you can reach out to and who are going to be willing to prioritize you because you've prioritized them. So that is my call to action for you guys today. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I hope it's meaningful, it's impactful for you, and I hope it's going to, more than anything, change your relationships and change your the way you pursue other men and your brotherhood with them. Guys, it is so needed, and I can't even begin to tell you. Maybe you feel like you have some friends, but I can't tell you how many men I know that need friends like that. They need that encouragement and they need men to reach out to them because maybe they're in just an earlier stage in their development, in their relationships and masculinity than you are. And maybe they're just too afraid to reach out right now, but maybe you could be just a complete game changer for them in their life if you initiate, reach out to them and take that interest. So that's my call to action for you guys today. Guys, if you enjoyed this show, if this was helpful to you, I really hope you will take just a minute and share it with a friend. Send this to somebody. Take a screenshot and send it to them. Post it on your social. Let guys know what you're listening to so they know what's adding value to you and how you're growing in your masculinity and ultimately becoming the man that God intended for you to be. Guys, be sure you're going into your podcast platform, leave a rating and review. Like I said, if this show meant something to you, if it was helpful or impactful, just go in there really quick. You don't even have to type anything. Just hit the 5 stars. That goes a long way in helping this show grow. And like I said, just be sure to share that episode. And don't forget, guys, you can always send me ideas for topics. You can reach out to me at disciplineofmanliness@gmail.com. Or you could hit me up on the social channels at Discipline of Manliness as well. I'd love to hear your ideas and your thoughts on how we can all keep growing and ultimately becoming the men God designed us to be. So guys, be sure you tune in next week. Until then, guys, keep practicing the discipline of manliness.